sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
I'm told that Hardy's got a take on what's happened with Steph Curry and NASA. If you don't know that story, Steph Curry claimed recently that he doesn't believe that we actually went to the moon or that NASA put men on the moon. NASA has responded with a statement saying that they would welcome Steph Curry to come on in for a tour to see their lunar area at NASA, and they'd love for him to visit, and they'd love to talk to him like a five-year-old and explain science to him.
Right. What a moron.
What's your take on this, Hardy? What do you got?
I was talking about this a lot with my son, who was asking me about it, and you know, we talked about it this morning, and my main, conclusion is that Steph Curry is an idiot. And he's way dumber than I ever gave him credit for, just for being a guy who couldn't keep his mouthpiece in his mouth. And it's not just Curry, but you just got off the phone with Brad Stevens, who had to deal with this with Kyrie Irving. Or my hope is that he didn't have to deal with it at all. And I was trying to think, I'm trying to explain why. It's like, why do some people not just believe the most obvious and trust me, I get it, extraordinary things? It's because they're so dumb, and I got this from Kyrie Irving himself, that as intelligent as they may be in other walks of life, he sits down in front of a computer and starts watching YouTube videos. That's what Kyrie Irving said. Kyrie Irving admitted that the whole genesis of him believing that the Earth was flat was you click on a YouTube link, and it's like, how deep does this rabbit hole go? You start telling your friends, did you see that? Watch this video. That's what it is. They're sitting in front of computers watching videos put together by more idiots. And in the case of Steph Curry not believing that people went to the moon, every theory has been debunked. It's all nonsense. They're just stupid. They won't look at anything other than what they want to believe. That's just dumb. But I still think it's harmless. Where it gets to be harmful is when people start believing the stuff like Sandy Hook. And guys like Kurt Schilling will prop up other conspiracy theorists when it comes to things like that.
9/11.
Or 9/11. It's like, now you're being downright offensive, and now it gets dangerous. That's stupid and dangerous. But for Steph Curry or anybody else who wants to walk through life believing that somehow you're being fooled by the government about a moon landing, I really question, like, how dumb could you possibly be in life to travel the way he does and to have exposure to all kinds of things, and then to sit down and watch a few YouTube videos and be convinced that the moon landing was a hoax? Because it's not. Anything that you say, anything that a moon landing conspiracist or hoaxist says can be so easily rebutted with actual facts, with actual evidence. Anything they say is nonsensical horse bleep. But they believe it. You want to know why? Because they're stupid. And don't take any other explanation for it. Steph Curry, you're an idiot.
I got something for you. What's one of the reasons Kevin Durant went to Golden State? What's one of the big reasons he went there? Not only to win a championship, but to do what? To sell a certain shoe that was going to get released.
Yes.
That his crew and his financial people looked at the long-term financial reward of the type of shoes you would sell when you become a member of the Golden State Warriors will be so much more than anywhere else. What's Steph Curry probably have coming out? Another shoe. Get ready for the anti-gravity moonwalking shoe or something. Get ready for some sort of space tie-in with this shoe, because nobody's this stupid.
Well,
nobody's this dumb.
They're the worst. He's the worst kind of
dumb. It's a marketing clickbait freaking thing. I'm telling you.
He's the worst kind of stupid, though, because he thinks he's smart. He thinks he's smart.
He's the most dangerous kind.
By investigating this stuff. And by the way, Vince Carter, apparently Vince Carter is an idiot too. And the other people on this podcast all said, nope, I don't believe it either. I don't believe it either. And one of them says, research Stanley Kubrick and about that, because he supposedly directed that. It's all nonsense. Spend 10 seconds looking it up and you'll see that it's nonsense. If you even want to give it that much credibility. Not that I do, but I did. Just okay. You know what? I'm actually open minded. Unlike these dopes who say, no, I'm just going to rail against the man, whatever he tells me. Hey, guess what, Steph? You are the man. You're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You have completely isolated yourself from reality. You are no longer raging against the machine.
You are the machine.
You're the man. You're the one that we have to be careful of. It's the most delicious, ironic twist in all this stuff, because these guys who prop themselves up as I'm going to expose the truth about the guys who are really pulling the strings. No, you and the multi-billion dollar corporation that is the NBA, you're the man. You're the one that we should be afraid of.
Is he telling that kid?
What do you think of that, Steph?
Yeah, is he telling that kid?
I am now warning my kids against people like you. No. I'm not telling my kids, listen to Steph Curry, because he's going to warn you about the people you have to be careful. No, you're the danger. The government is. Are you kidding? You think the government could keep all those people quiet, bay them off, get them to shut up for 50 years? Who's the dummy now? Who's the one with the blinders on now? It really bothers me, because there are some other people who have like dabbled in this conspiracy stuff when it comes to things like, look, you want to talk about Oswald? Fine. Now, there's something that actually has like some actual people who say, you know what? There's this, and this.
Guy behind the fence.
And there really is no evidence other than, well, this is what we think happened, and we are convinced. You don't need to be convinced that it went to the moon, because they did. You don't need to be convinced that the earth is round, because it is. Some things just are. Whether you choose to believe them or not, no matter how late you stay up watching YouTube videos when you're on the road on a 5-game road trip, Steph, these things are just true. So shut up. Now NASA's going to bring him in to try and convince him. You know, and
screw
for
that.
Anybody
who
says he's just trolling us and all this stuff, no, he said, well, NASA's actually invited me to one of their propulsion laboratories and all this stuff, so some good will actually come of it. What good will come of it? You're going to learn something that any fifth grader could tell you? You're going to waste somebody's time trying to explain to you the stuff that anybody with half a brain knows? But no, they're the smart ones. These guys who are into the conspiracy theories.
Will he go?
They really know what's going on.
Will he go?
Who cares?
I don't care. As if I needed another reason to step.
Root against these a-holes.
Steph Curry. I can't.
They're just unlikable team. They really are. And I'm telling you, it's going to be some ploy to sell some stupid-ass shoe. Some shoe marketing thing. And I'm telling you, he's going to probably convince that kid he always brings in the post-game press conferences of his that there's no such thing as a moon landing either. That poor little kid, sheltered kid. Don't have to worry about nothing. Life's set. But nobody ever went to the moon.
What is the
don't listen to those kids.
The government doesn't lie.
Yes, the government lies every day. People in the government lie every day. But the moon landing actually happened. Of course it did. Idiot.
We took that tour at NASA.
He's a dummy.
They're fooling us. And I spent all that damn time driving out there to look at all their moon rovers and all that stuff. Now I'm not allowed to touch this, that, or the other, and all that space stuff. Be pissed. I believe it.
Oh, if he gets to do more stuff than we do?
I bet if we went without Zoe, we would have been allowed to touch more.
Well, Zoe got to touch stuff he wasn't supposed to when he went off the tour.
Yeah,
he was trying to find a vending machine.
I know.
We didn't eat. They didn't have anything to eat for us.
Well, we ate later.
And remember the woman said...
We ate like 8 hours later.
Remember the woman who said to him, I've got my eye on you. And he's like, for what? Me? For what? She's like...
Died from hydration.
I got my eye on you.
It's hot that day. Here, have a cup of water.
You're in a hangar with, $40 billion worth of
technology. Oh, no, it wasn't real. It's all fake. It's from movies.
617-779-0985, the phone number. We'll take your calls on this, too. Yeah. Hardy is fired up over Steph Curry.
He should be.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Monopoly 21, checkers and chess.
It's all nonsense. Spend 10 seconds looking it up and you'll see that it's nonsense. If you even want to give it that much credibility, just okay, you know what? I'm actually open-minded. Unlike these dopes who say, no, I'm just going to rail against the man, whatever he tells me. Hey, guess what, Steph? You are the man. You have completely isolated yourself from reality. You are no longer raging against the machine.
You are the machine.
You're the man.
Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Are we losing touch? If
617-779-0985.
These son of a bitches didn't believe it either.
Do you know what I always go back to? On our trip to NASA, Hardy, which I always still think of. I feel like I was talking about this the other day. I saw someone was at NASA. Remember the rocket that's outside?
Yeah.
That is like their trash. It's trash to them.
Right. Yeah.
They left it outside in the elements for years. It was a used up, no good rocket. Right. It's massive. It's the length of a football field.
When it's inside, you can walk around.
And then because they just left it outside in the yard, like a kid leaves a toy outside in the yard, after all these years, someone said, hey, you should probably cover that thing up. And they said, all right, we'll build a roof over it. And they enclosed it. That thing had been left out in the yard for like years.
And it's maybe the coolest part of the tour.
It's the
junk.
Best part of the tour.
It is old. It is outdated. It's not new.
Makes you feel
small.
They're
like, get rid of this damn thing. And we go like, oh, my God. You want to know how they went to the moon in 1969? You are looking at it. Holy crap.
I wouldn't get in that thing.
No.
No way.
Of course not.
But shoot me up there.
Here's the thing that kind of bugs me, too. Like, Steph Curry wants us to, like, watch him and, like, celebrate him. But by not believing in something like that, you're taking away just the most basic human enjoyment, which is celebrating the accomplishments of other people, right? Never happened. Yeah, it didn't. It was
history.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And I grant you, it defies belief what they were able to do. But you know what? They did it. And then they did it again. And they did it again. And they did it again.
I don't know. Not according to him.
Well, that's one of the main things that kind of flies in the face of the conspiracy theorists. Said, no, they did it all in the studio. Well, why did they do it like five more times then? If you pulled that off and convinced the world you landed on the moon, would you push your luck and then fake like five more moon landings after that? Or would you just kind of like take the money and run on that one? Yeah, we beat the Russians. We did it. Shh, don't say, no, nobody say anything else about it. No, they faked it a few more times after that. Because they were having so much fun faking everybody out. Let's get some more people involved with this, and we'll pay to hush them up, too. It's so unbelievably stupid. But no, he's smart. Kyrie Irving said the same thing, too. I'm actually really smart. Are you, Kyrie, if you believe the earth is flat, until a second-grade science teacher sat you down and explained it to you? Yes. All right, you're very, very intelligent. Glad you got that all straightened out. Enough. Enough.
It's as if Hardy continued the rant during the commercials. We just picked up right where
where we left off is what we did. 617-779-0985 to continue down this path. Here's Michael and Drakett, who believes we went to the moon, but not in 1969. Michael.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Hardy, you're so open-minded, and you did your 10 minutes of research, and you see that Buzz Aldrin admitted that we didn't go to the moon.
Oh, did he?
What's your source on that, Mike?
He did. I can actually email one of you the link to the multiple videos regarding it.
Are they on YouTube?
Photos. What's that?
YouTube?
Yes, YouTube.
How did Buzz Aldrin admit that he didn't go to the moon? What did he say?
It's in an interview. There's also photos of the so-called spaceship being taped with its tarp duct tape. There's videos of stage lights falling.
It's all BS. And if you seek that stuff out, believe
it, you're gonna
find all kinds of invented stuff that is going to play into what you want to believe. Why do you want to believe it? Why do you want to believe that Buzz Aldrin and everyone else just lied about it, or that they went years later? What possible difference could it make to you? You want to believe that you were being lied to? You weren't even being lied to. It doesn't sound like you're old enough to be a lied back then. What difference could it possibly make? What difference would it make to them? Well, I got to beat the Russians. The Russians knew they did it.
Sputnik.
I said, yeah, they
Sputnik.
Made it to the moon.
Ask the Russians if we beat them.
Why haven't they been back? Oh, you know what? They actually found out there was some interesting stuff up there, but not so interesting that they had to keep doing it, and they had to pay for the Vietnam War. It's like there are answers to all your questions. People are asking, they're emailing me or tweeting me, too.
What? Well, what about the Van Allen belt and the radiation?
Oh, my God.
Read about it. I'm not going to look it up for you.
No, you don't have to defend the landing on the moon. You don't have to do that.
That they put a man on the moon in 1969? No, you want to know why? I don't have to prove to you that the sun came up this morning either, because it did.
It did.
They did.
Is the sun moving or are we moving?
Rick, you got to turn your radio down. We'll go back to you in a minute. Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm about your age, and I when you said this today, I flipped out. But you know, here's the thing about Steph Curry. You're right, it's clickbait, because he's not a dumb kid. And, you know, the guy with the shimmy, the guy with the mouthpiece, all that, he's just totally disrespectful.
He's a tool bag.
How about the people who died, the astronauts who died trying to get to the moon and the ones who died after?
No, it's all part of the conspiracy. It's fake.
Chris McAuliffe never died or anything, even though that space shuttle.
Right. I mean, faked all the deaths, I'm sure.
And I would love for one time the NBA, the one time for the NBA commissioner to stand up publicly and tell some of these guys to shut up.
I don't care about telling them shut up. Just tell them they're an idiot. Hey, Steph, you're an idiot. You have a right to speak. We're not silencing you. We're just letting you know we think you're an idiot. That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Try Rick again. Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rick.
How are you? I'm going to say Merry Christmas and
Merry Christmas.
If, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had the
radio turned up. I was standing outside the car waiting.
Rick and Zoe would make best friends, the two of you. I can already tell.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Anyway, I just wanted to speak to what that gentleman from, what was it, Drake had said. I mean, everybody knows that everything on the internet is true. but I learned something a long time ago, and I'm just going to say it, and then I'm going to let you guys go, and you probably already heard this. All right? There are those who don't know, but the scariest, most dangerous people on the face of the earth are those who don't know that they don't know. That's it.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a...
it's like when you...
Wasn't that a Dick Cheney thing? We know what we know.
We know what we don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But we don't know what we don't know. Ooh, that's the scary stuff. You know what you know. You know what we don't know. Stuff that you don't know that you don't know.
A movie's coming out. Christmas.
And what he's saying is the most dangerous people are those that don't understand that there are things they don't know. Mm. Yeah. Look up Dunning-Kruger effect, which is that stupid people think they're really smart.
Oh.
They've discovered this in studies. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like stupid people think they're really freaking brilliant. They have no understanding of their limitations.
That's my fault. How could they possibly do the 1960s? I don't know how any of this works.
Duct tape. I did it with duct tape.
Lights
and duct tape.
Studio lights and duct tape.
Yeah, it's like you pull out your cell phone 100 times a day. You, me, we have no idea how this stuff works. Maybe one of the engineers here, but for the most part, no clue.
How about an eyewitness?
I don't understand how any of it works.
How about an eyewitness? You want an eyewitness? Linda in Texas saw the rockets go up. Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Yes, I didn't actually see the rockets go up, but my husband worked for NASA back in the 80s and 90s, and we lived in a neighborhood where there were a bunch of astronauts. Every time the shuttle went up, the whole neighborhood was decorated with flags and so on.
Nice.
We were also there when the shuttle blew up. And it was, I mean, that day is entrenched in everybody's heart and everything.
You sure it happened? Down. Ever met a guy named Milt Heflin?
No.
Friend of ours. Helped us on our tour of
Friend
NASA.
Of the show,
yeah.
Milt.
Yep. They have really nice toys in those hangars.
He'll tell you some stories.
Yeah. I asked, how about when I asked
We talked to guys, I mean.
My favorite thing was the cosmonaut when I got to ask him, did he see the funny stuff up there?
But we talked to guys who were part of it. We saw Mission Control where it all went. It's impossible to believe that, but it's impossible also to believe that there is, you know, 1,000 times the computing power in your cell phone than they had in all of NASA back in 1969. But there is. If I told you, if I could go back and find both of you literally like 20 years ago and explain to you what your cell phone would be doing in the year 2018, you wouldn't believe me. It's like, that's impossible. You can't access any information you want, listen to your entire musical library, take better videos than you can with a $10,000 camera, edit it all on your phone. No, you can't do all that. Yeah, it's commonplace. I don't understand it. Just like I can't understand how they were doing math by hand in the spaceships trying to get the gimbal readings right when they were on the way to the moon 50 years ago. But they did. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Dan in Middleborough. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to know, like, who you think is who's got a crazier idea, whether it's Kyrie with the flat earth, Steph Curry with, you know, like, we never landed on the moon, or the fact that people think Sarge is good on the radio. Thanks. I appreciate it.
A, B, or C? I'm not going to choose C. I will choose Kyrie. Kyrie's theory is more insane than Steph Curry's. Kyrie is just more insane.
Kyrie's. I would go Kyrie's.
It's absolutely more insane.
It starts stupid. With Earth. You have to have Earth before you can get into space.
His is downright moronic.
Right.
The space
Earth is
one,
a sphere. You got the moon that is a sphere. The sphere spins on an axis. You have seasons. You know, sun goes away. Sun goes in. Sun goes out.
By the way, the guy who called in about Buzz Aldrin and many of them to go there, like 10 people have already sent in the link to, no, here's the video. It was an 8-year-old asking, why haven't we gone back there since then?
And then they clipped it out and said, see, he said they never went.
And it's like, yeah, that's why we didn't go. We didn't go. Like, we didn't go after the last mission.
Idiot.
No, YouTube's always right. YouTube's always got the best sources of information.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Chairman of the board.
Like
Hoboken.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words.
You ever go down that Sinatra rabbit hole? Just go on to Spotify and just.
Rabbit hole?
Not rabbit hole, but like you get. Like I was driving in one day on Spotify. My kids are on Spotify. So all of a sudden, like, I was bored in traffic. Hardy knows we got a brutal ride in. I put in Dean Martin. And then you get into that swing phase where you've got the little Moroccan music in the background. Dean Martin's got some good stuff, man.
Oh, you think?
No, but I mean, like, you get into, like, that's Amore. Everybody hears that one, you know? But, man, like, I could listen to, like, 50 Dean Martin songs and, like, kill an iron.
What a take there, Hardy. Sinatra and Dean Martin? Those
you know
guys
saying,
are pretty
but
good.
But it's not wheelhouse for me. It's not wheelhouse. Like, you've heard the popular ones. You go to an Italian restaurant, you hear all the classic Sinatra ones playing in the background.
How much you want to bet that this call on line 3 is a prank call?
What is
Mike in Vermont? Read the subject line.
Loves the show, loves Beetle.
That just can't be.
That's not a prank. Let's go.
Mike.
Mike.
You hang up.
You're right.
Yep, told you.
Yep.
So easy to spot. John in Stoughton. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just want to say, I mean, these NBA players, they're millionaires. Why don't they just get on that privatized space flight thing and go see that the Earth is round and, you know, that the moon does exist and all that?
They can afford
and by
it.
The way,
or why can't Kyrie take us to the edge? You know,
yeah. By the way,
hire a private, you know, ship. Charter a boat.
The moon is made of cheese. I just want to say that.
Yes. Very good.
Green cheese.
He's right. It's the annoyance of the NBA, you know, outward thing. They're smarter than everybody. It's the one sport where football doesn't do it. Baseball doesn't do it. Hockey doesn't do it. Hockey seems like the most down-to-earth guys. Like, really? I mean, you've been around hockey, but these NBA guys, brilliant. They all got to talk. And they got, you got Rozier last week. Everybody shut up. And you guys were playing like dog poo. Of course you're going to get criticized. Earth is flat.
Jack and Milton. Moon.
Just dumb.
Jack.
Jack.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sorry, so I just wanted to say that these celebrities have far too much time on their hands to be discrediting anything like that. Also, the fact is that these guys go out and discredit the moon landing and flat Earth, and they say that, like, the pictures of the Earth aren't real and that someone's fabricating all these telescope images online. To me, I just think it's ridiculous. Guys like Joe Rogan even believe in it, even believe in the moon landing was a hoax. I think these guys have too much time on their hands, and they have too big of a following to believe that kind of stuff and to be passing that on to their followers.
But Rogan has the excuse of doing a lot of drugs. Mm. So I don't think that's the case with Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving. They're in too good a shape. But I saw Rogan after one particularly long night. He came into a radio station and started going off on all his conspiracy theories. And my gut told me it was not the first time Joe Rogan had stayed up all night and had, you know, allowed a few wires in his brain to be crisscrossed. Yeah, there are conspiracies out there, of course. This isn't one of them. It's not. Of course it's not. You go out there and start saying stuff like that, it blows my mind that these people are... I'm talking dumb to the point where he knows how to put his pants on at the beginning of a day. Like, how do you function in daily society walking around thinking something as basic as, you know, going to the moon is all fake? It's all a conspiracy. It never happened. Like, he believes that. Some part of him actually, he believes it. He said so. So does Vince Carter. So do a bunch of people. I don't know how they function. I really don't. You have to take some things on faith. I understand you weren't there on the spaceship with them, but some things happen. You accept plenty of other things in life. Why not this one? Because you're stupid.
Sorry, better than a good ship lollipop.
Justin's in Brighton. Justin.
Planet Zippy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I mean, I do think that some conspiracy theories are more dangerous than this, but I do think there is some danger to what Steph's saying. He's one of the faces of the NBA. He's one of the top three players. And
he influences young people. He influences young people, and that's the problem.
That's my problem, is that there's 10-year-olds all around the country watching and listening to what he's saying, and he's really affecting what they're saying and thinking. Thank you.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep. Teach your kids.
Don't be dumb.
Yep.
It goes back to hoop dreams, too. There's already way too many kids whose, you know, long-term career goals are, I'm going to play in the NBA. You know, that's what I'm going to do. Fine, it's a childhood dream and you want to do that. But, you know, going into high school and stuff, there are, you know, kids who hang on to that. It's like, well, what's your best, you know, pathway to success in this life? Be an NBA player. Well, you're almost certainly not going to be. And it may be by no fault of your own. You just don't have the talent, or you don't get drafted, or whatever else happens. But you should have the brain power, maybe, just possibly as a fallback, in case the NBA thing doesn't work out. But if they're watching a guy like Steph Curry, it's like, see, he doesn't use his brain either, obviously. Don't have to pay attention in school. It's all fake. That's when it gets dangerous, is maybe the wrong word. It's irresponsible on his part, for sure.
Yeah.
Unless he 100% totally believes it, in which case, it brings me back to my original point. He's just stupid. Idiot. Way dumber than I would have ever given credit for.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
going to the moon is all fake. It's all a conspiracy. It never happened.
Time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
Hardy, that's a clip to prove the point that if you clip a Buzz Aldrin interview the wrong way, you
sure
can make him say something.
I admitted it. I admitted that I really believe in the conspiracy
from what was actually said.
Going to the moon is all fake. It's all a conspiracy.
Fake.
It never happened. Doesn't bother me.
No, it's to prove your point.
Yes.
That if you chop something up.
Sure. Of course.
Like Buzz Aldrin. Can make him say something he never said. That's what we just did to you. This obviously brings up JFK. We got tweets about JFK and saying, you know, we go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We go there not because it is easy, but because it is hard.
Which is one of the answers right there. Why haven't we gone back? Well, didn't have to. Didn't have to go in the first place. They chose to. They chose to go to the moon, and they went
we want
several times. And after that, this is really expensive and really hard. Could we accomplish the same stuff other than actually, you know, driving around a go-kart on the moon? Could we accomplish the same thing with a space shuttle or maybe a fleet of space shuttles? And then they stopped doing that because that ended up being really expensive and really hard. And they lost a lot of lives doing that. Priorities change. Things change. They went. They did it. They went back and back and back and back. And then they stopped. Not because they had to,
right?
But because they wanted to.
We do what we want. When we go where we want to go.
Thank you.
So with that, we play Dave Gosher. It's a perfect example of JFK's. It's a perfect impression is what it is. And this was him being asked a number of years ago about the new documents surfacing related to his death and his assassination.
I just wanted to ask JFK about the new documents that have been released here in recent weeks. I'm wondering if JFK had any reaction to that news.
Well, at the end of the day, what difference does it make? It does not change the outcome of that unfortunate day, and nor will it.
Were there two shooters?
It has only been 54 years coming up in 20 days.
Were there two shooters?
I'm not sure. That's the rumor, but I would be the last one to know, literally.
That was Ghosh. He did a lot of that over the years. And we wanted to let you know that every Friday for the last couple of weeks and going forward through the end of the year, best of the fake promos, including one like this with Dan Shaughnessy, who heard that clip of Gosher and said, oh, who is that?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Who is that?
Dave Gosher.
Dave Gosher.
Doing JFK.
Great JFK.
That's pretty good. I can do that.
No, you can't.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Which is just Dan Shaughnessy's voice. Memorizing
is the worst impression
speeches by JFK. There's no real impression there.
Listen to my Darth Vader, right? Listen to this. Luke, I am your father. It's pretty good, huh?
Let me do The Godfather.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear it.
You come to me on the day that my daughter gets married and you ask me to commit murder.
It's like Brando. It's like Brando.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom.
So bad. And he was so excited to do it.
Dan, you must be a hit at cocktail parties. Shaughnessy, do your JFK.
Yeah.
It's uncanny.
Shaughnessy, he opens for Lenny Clark down at Giggles.
Symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change.
Really good. Really good.
We have Dan in once a week to add stuff to the show. Yeah. And, you know, he's the one that puts it out on Twitter and plans the show. He's going to come in. He wants to talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame because, you know, he's a Spink Award winner. So Beto had a question for him. And, of course, Dan, with all of his baseball knowledge, had this answer. Here's my takeaway.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us, 617-779-0985. Dan, what are all these committees at the Hall of Fame? Can you explain these to us?
No, actually, no. I mean,
it's really good.
Well, then who can?
Good.
I mean, if he can't, who the hell out there is going to help me with this? I got these lists of all these different panels.
Former BBWA guy, Otis.
How often do they vote? Every 4 years. Every 4 years?
I don't know.
What?
Oh, no.
What? He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know all these committees out there. Cooperstown.
He likes the party. Goes out for the party.
Committees.
How about he can't stay in the main hotel now? You could get
a pass. You're not allowed to.
You
can
eat there.
Yeah. Jason Stark is this year's Spink Award winner. By the way.
We have one moment on the show today where we all dropped the ball. Zoe made just a tiny little error, but nobody caught it.
Like nobody's ever messed a name up before,
including Coach Brad Stevens.
Yeah. He was coach. I want to go back, you know, right around draft time, and you guys select Robert Morris, and there were some maturity questions and some issues there, and thought maybe we wouldn't see him, and all of a sudden, you know, give me an update on him. I was coming around swats Anthony Davis the other night.
Robert Morris, Marcus Morris, Robert Williams. He knew though.
Who you were talking about. He swatted Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he just rolled with it. Yep.
When hosts aren't listening.
It's fine. It happens.
You never messed the name up?
Constantly. Yeah.
You know, I thought today the first question was going to go off the rails, but then you redirected and landed the plane. You did.
I did.
He was a bit.
He was a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Asked the coach, "Did you miss me last week?" And you could tell.
He really did.
Brad had to think.
Had to think. Were you not there last week? Do I know? Who are you? What is it? But then he brought it all around.
Andrews confronted. He said, "Where the hell were you last week? I had to talk to Breer."
David Andrews did.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah. So he missed me at least.
Did you make it up to him?
No. Told him we'd have him on 3 weeks. Just kept lying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That it?
Yeah. Bert's first question to Andrews last week was, "How about Georgia SEC title game?"
That was what he did the day you weren't here.
What's that? What are you doing?
How about Georgia? Oh. That's what he did to Andrews. He then claimed he didn't watch the game, and then in his follow-up answer revealed that he totally watched the game.
Of course he did.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a dog, former
dog.
Like,
I don't know. You know, I really didn't have a lot of time. I wasn't able to watch it, but all I could tell you is I'd trust my defense. And you're like, whoa! Okay, that's it. No other takeaway.
No, that's it.
Oh, okay, good.
Are we bringing hats tomorrow, or are we going to wear hats?
No, we all did today. That day's over. You missed it.
Your
idea.
It's like elementary school, hat day. It was a big deal. We're all excited for hat day.
Are your kids still doing that damn pajama day, like in the middle of winter?
I don't think so.
Show up in your slippers and your stupid thin pajamas?
If we wanted to get an hour out of you the way we got an hour out of Hardy today, we just have to ask you about kids wearing shorts to school in the winter months. That really fires us
up. Be a damn parent. I'll pick your battles. The kid's 9. Put your pants on, put your coat on, put a hat on. Pick your battles. A 9-year-old run your life.
And we'll start with that tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on Zolak and Bertrand. See you then.
I kind of like that. Spelling
and Mounds are next.
That was a great 10-second rant. Excellent.
Going to the moon is all fake. It's all a conspiracy. It never happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.